station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, November 12th. Today is Veterans Day.
Yeah,
I just found out. I thought it was yesterday. Somebody told me.
Well, it was funny because everyone was posting yesterday about my favorite veteran.
This man.
They were going to like dinners apparently with their dads and uncles and grandfathers, and it was cute. And I saw it posted everywhere all over Facebook, and I didn't even realize it was Veterans Day until I was like, oh. And then I forgot. I'm like, isn't it usually on a Monday?
And so then
this morning, I went to the bank and the bank was closed, but I just thought maybe because I got up super early. So I was like, maybe it's just because it's too early or whatever. And then I'm driving and I'm like, damn, there's nobody on the highway.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, it's kind of weird, you know?
And it is, huh?
Yeah.
Everybody's sleeping in.
I'm used to like fighting for traffic and like, no, you know? And I'm like, well, this is kind of boring. Should I just
no challenge.
Yeah, I'm like, should I just drive across four lanes just to do it? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. No one's around. Might as well. So I started like creating.
It's that empty, huh?
Yeah, I started creating like, you know, racing games in my head. Good thing I wasn't playing Grand Theft Auto before I came, because I don't know what I would have done then.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that when you play video games, they make you like so aggro? Like,
uh-huh.
It happens with me.
Yeah.
Like, I play Grand Theft. Like, if I'm mad at, like, I don't know, this is back in the day when I got like a parking ticket or something, and like, I'm playing Grand Theft Auto, and I'm going to kill all the parking guys.
Beat up the cops and the prostitutes.
And I would get, I would just get on the, get on the TV, and I would start, you know, playing Grand Theft Auto and beating up the cops and just doing hookers in the car. It makes you feel good, and then you're like, yeah.
I guess.
And then you start racing, and you're like, yeah, get out of my way. And then you're like, you know, playing the game, basically, like being the drug dealer or whatever his job is, you know, the mission is. And then you leave, right? You leave your house, but you've been so involved in the game that you're still in the game.
Really?
So, like, at least I am. I don't know. So
you
I'm
feel like driving like crazy?
Right. And no, I'm not a drug dealer, nor do I meddle in any of that, but it's like, you know, you're in the car and you're like, yeah, because like, you know, it's ridiculous, but you start like wanting to drive like insane person,
right?
And I'm like, oh, this is fun. What am I doing? This is not a video game.
It's a great way to get your aggression out, you know. I mean it's fun to just take
video games or aggressive
driving?
Yeah,
video games.
Okay, I was confused which one. I'm like,
no, you take like a baseball bat and you start beating up people.
It's fun on the game. It's fun, yeah. And then but then the problem is that you get so aggro and you're taking out your aggro on the video game. But when I'm done the video game, I'm still pumped. I'm still in that mindset, and that's not so good.
Right.
So I realize it's not so good to drive after you play Grand Theft Auto or a racing game in general. Even if it's like a plain old racing game, I'm like, yeah, let's race. And then I like drive up next to people and I'm like, yeah, you, me, huh? And I'm like, here I am in a Honda Element. Like, how fast is it? Believe it or not, I'm pretty damn good. It goes pretty fast.
Yeah.
Although it's driving skills, not necessarily how fast your car goes.
That's true.
But you know what is back in the day, because I haven't done this in years, but if you take it to the racetrack, I mean, you're also much better.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes I'd like to do that.
Super awesome. I think you can. I'm not sure about Fontana here. Can you just go and drive on Fontana?
I don't know.
I mean, I know they have the racetrack there, and I've gone to a couple of the NASCAR races there and whatnot, but I'm not sure if you can actually. I would think during the week you could go and pay to
drive
your car on.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Yeah, because I've done that a few times. And actually, you should look this up, and we shall look this up, because it used to be fun. But back in the day, a good friend of mine used to work for this company, and they would test drive like the new Mercedes coming out, like Mercedes, BMW. I forget who else would do it. They would all like test, and this is like in Santa Monica, Marina Del Rey area.
Right.
And they would have there's this old Marine air base or whatever there. And so they would, there's a hot air balloon over there too, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you
know? I know exactly
yeah.
what you're talking
so
about.
Yeah, so if you go over there, they rent out the whole thing. Mm-hmm. They set up a huge race course, and you can just race the new, brand new cars
wow.
through this race course. Yeah, and time yeah. yourself, and you win prizes. And I will say that one year I won, and everyone was, first of all, they were a little scared because, okay, maybe I was going a little too fast, but it was a race course, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, my God, who's this crazy person, thinking it's a guy? Mm. And I get out of the car, I take my helmet off, and they're like, oh, my God, it's a chick. And I'm like, damn right.
Yeah.
Damn right. That's right. Yeah. What up? Given, you know, I did grow up in the automotive world, so
yeah.
I guess I have a one-up on everybody, but it was
yeah, it's
awesome.
Fun to drive. I enjoy driving, you
yeah.
know, obviously when there's no traffic.
Yeah.
But it's fun, you know. And,
precision driving is so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when you take, have you ever taken those classes?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't.
I did that when I was.
Are they good?
Yeah. We yeah. were forced to do it when we were younger, but it's really good.
Yeah. yeah.
They're really a lot of fun.
Anyway. Yeah, I'll try that. What the hell, you know? I got a fun car to drive. What the hell, you know?
You might. Exactly. Yeah.
yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
I need to get a new fun car to drive. But then here's the thing. Here's the thing. I know me, and if I were to get a sports car, I would be in a lot of trouble.
Really?
Yeah. And as much as I love sports cars and I love going fast, I really don't, like, I'm such a tomboy in ways that I'd rather have an SUV so I can just put a bunch of stuff in it
right.
and go on the road. So I started thinking, you know, I want to get a new car, and I've been thinking about what I want, but my car is so practical.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True.
I mean, and given I know it's just an Element, but dude, it turns into a bed. The
yeah.
whole thing is a camping car.
It's huge inside.
Yeah. I mean, I put 40 bags of mulch in my car. 40
really?
Bags of mulch
wow.
fit inside my car with three people.
Wow.
I was like, this is amazing. We used to take pictures and see, like, what things I could do with my car.
Like, how many people you could
yeah,
fit in?
Yeah. It was like, how many Mexicans can you pilot? I'm kidding. That is really wrong. But but different, like, funny, you know, little things. And then the back seat, I mean, the trunk of the car, it's a table. So it actually, like, if you pull it out, it turns into a table. Because it's
really?
A camping car.
Yeah.
The whole thing's camping. And that's why
yeah.
I bought it in the first place, because I love to go camping. And then I realized, you don't really camp out of your car.
Yeah.
True campers don't do that. What was I thinking? I don't know. It seemed cool at the time.
Yeah.
You can attach a tent to it. Did you know that? Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. I get creative. But then, you know, I can shove so many things in my car, and it's just so durable that, I mean, I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
want
if
I...
you like it, get, I mean, but look, there's big SUVs, too. You
but
know,
I don't
if
want
you like
a gas-guzzling SUV. Like,
yeah.
it would have to be some sort of hybrid SUV, so I feel like I'm doing good for the earth, not,
right.
like, you know, putting more pollution out there. So I'd have to be, like, I don't know. Is there even a such thing?
No, I don't think they have hybrid SUVs.
I think they do. I
really?
Feel. I think, like, Ford makes one, and I feel like...
The Escape. Well, some
yeah.
versions are.
So
but
it would
it's
just,
probably more expensive.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to feel like, A, it's expensive to pay for all that gas, and that's just
yeah.
a waste.
Yeah.
And B, I'm polluting. So I don't want to, you know,
that's
contribute
true.
To polluting. I want to help. So,
right.
I mean...
Do you need it to be... I mean, do you need to be able to drive on the dirt and stuff?
Yes.
Too? Really?
Oh, come on. Look at me. Really?
No, I know.
Yeah, I'd
so,
prefer...
Yeah, so you need a rugged car, you know?
I'd prefer... Because, you know, not that I go camping on the beach much very often, and there is only one beach in California you can drive on, which is Oceano Dunes, but it's super fun, so why not,
yeah.
you know? I feel like... And plus, I do travel a lot. I go to Sundance, you know, a lot in the snow. I like traveling in the snow. And
that's true,
so
yeah.
So I do want four-wheel drive and
yeah.
all that, so... I don't know.
Yeah.
Things
there's,
to consider.
There's so much out there, man. I mean, it's like...
Yeah,
you
I really
know,
want the Hummer. I mean, I know they don't even make
yeah.
them anymore, but that's what I've always
no,
wanted.
No, they do. They do.
Not like the old school.
Not the old ones, no.
And I like the
H2. Not the military ones.
They don't make the H2s or the H3s anymore.
H3 I saw the other day.
Not a brand new one.
Brand new one.
Really?
They don't make them anymore?
That's what I heard.
Okay.
I heard they're not
well,
making them anymore.
I don't know. Maybe it just looked new. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't see it at the dealership. I saw it on the road, but...
I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they make them? They're pretty popular, aren't they?
I forget.
Maybe
yeah.
they don't sell enough, though.
Yeah, Elements are not made anymore
thing.
Either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly why they don't make two of those, but anyway,
yeah.
I remember that they don't. Anyway, food for thought.
Yes.
Yes.
So we'll have a guest in a few minutes calling in.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about being skinny and everything or whatever.
Right.
Is.
Tiffany Wright is the skinny coach, and she's going to talk to us about getting through the holidays and eating right while still having fun, but eating right and, you know, certain foods can lead to depression, which leads you to be fat.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't realize
so, that. So, yep. So what you eat can decrease your weight and your cholesterol and your risk for heart disease all in 1 month.
Oh.
Yep. So she's going to tell us about that.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm probably still going to eat unhealthy, but, you know. I mean, but look, I mean, most of Thanksgiving food is pretty healthy, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. You know, I don't know what we're going to do for Thanksgiving food, because here's the problem with our family now. Like, you know, I'm going to Florida and this is great, but two of us are vegetarians.
Really?
Well, I'm not eating turkey. Yeah. My sister is for sure not eating turkey.
Uh-huh.
She might even boycott the table if there's a turkey on the table.
Really?
She's so far-fetched.
Wow.
I love her, but yeah. And my mother, she's like in and out. She'll probably eat turkey. But yeah, I mean, we're not, I absolutely will not eat that.
Yeah.
Nor the gravy. And I'm
get a vegetarian turkey or something.
I don't know. Well, I'm also gluten-free, so I can't have soy.
Yeah.
So that's going to be very interesting. So when we have salad,
yeah,
like, oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. And vegetables, you know, like string beans.
I was thinking maybe I'll get like a fish just for me, but then my sister doesn't eat anything with eyes. So I'm like, well, and then I started thinking, what could I do to mess with her? This could be really fun Thanksgiving. I kind of want to put eyes on something. Like, I don't know. I got to think of what I'm going to do, but it's going to be really funny. And I want her to get really upset. I know it's mean, but I want her to get really upset thinking that it's real, but it's really not. And then be like, try it, it's delicious. Just because I drew an eye on it doesn't mean it's, you know, it really has eyes. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. Like, maybe some sort of cake or something that looks almost real, or jelly something that looks almost real. And I'm going to put, like, I'm going to find really awesome eyes to, like, shove in it. I don't know, from a gag store.
Well, hold on to that thought, because our guest is calling.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. Hi, this is Tiffany, Daily Skinny Coach. I'm calling in for the interview.
Yes, Tiffany. Yes. How are you doing? Thank you so much for calling.
Hello. I was just listening to you guys. I didn't think you could answer, because you were just talking.
No, we answer. I mean, that's what the show is about. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're in L.A., right?
Yes, actually, okay. Venice Beach.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. Venice Beach. Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome. You see, some people really know how to live, you know? They find the really nice areas in town.
That's my next spot. Either I'm going south. I'm going on the beach, south somewhere. Yep.
Cool.
And just by the way, it is as great as it seems.
Yeah.
I live in Venice Beach.
Yeah, rubbing it definitely. A little more, thank you.
Yeah. How long have you been in L.A.? Were you born here?
No, I was grew up in the Inland Empire, but I've been here for 10 years.
Oh, okay. So you're from California, though. California girl.
Yeah. Southern California girl.
Sounds good. Okay. Well, so it's no surprise you're concerned with health and fitness and all that. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what it is that you do?
Okay, well, I was fat my whole life, actually. And when I was about 28, I came to a little realization that I couldn't eat sugar and flour. And that was when it was in the low-fat era, but it didn't matter what diet I tried, I couldn't stay on it. So I gave up sugar and flour 15 years ago, lost 100 pounds.
Wow.
And through that process, I ended up figuring out that any diet, sugar and flour is going to reduce your cholesterol, the things you talked about, depression, all of that, and we can talk about that. But frankly, any diet is not going to work if you don't have the psychological aspect. So it took a while for me to develop a behavioral modification program so that you can really get into the brain and rewire the way you think about, the way you're rewarded with and by food, so that even if you find a great diet that really works for you and works for your health, whether you be vegetarian or give up gluten, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
that you can stick to the changes you decide you want to make.
Right. And so you're saying just staying off sugar and flour, you're
See?
Able to lose so much weight.
Gluten-free is the way to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because what sugar and flour do, they're refined foods, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you eat them, it raises your blood sugar levels and releases insulin. And insulin is basically turns off fat burning. So when you have too much insulin running around in your body and you're not using it, insulin is used for energy.
Mm.
If you're not using it because you're sitting around all day, because you're over 40, because you're not an athlete, whatever, then it's stored as belly fat. That's why people after 40 start getting those bellies. Even thin people, you'll see with little bellies.
That's true.
So that's an overproduction of insulin. That's it. It's that simple.
Interesting.
And so if you take out sugar and flour, you kind of stabilize the release. Doesn't have to be low carb. Carbs are fine. Brown rice, potatoes, you know, quinoa, all that's great. But right. You just don't want the refined carbohydrates.
I see.
Sugar and flour.
Yeah, I've heard somewhere that there are diets where you stay off anything white, you know, so
yeah.
Sugar, flour, all that stuff. So is that because it's all refined?
Basically, I mean,
not
those
always.
Kinds of the diets, like all white, it makes it super simple for people to be able to follow. I mean, we right. on my plan, the Skinny Coach diet, we eat potatoes. Those are considered no-nos by most people. But potatoes are fine if you have a good solid protein with them.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. So let's discuss the holidays a little bit, because we were just talking about that. And, you know, I was under the impression, you know, most of the foods on the table are pretty healthy. You know, I mean, you've got vegetables, you've got turkey.
Well, you've got all the desserts that you're going to make. The pie.
Yeah.
If you make gluten.
The pie. Pecan pie, pumpkin pie.
Oh, so good. But you can make gluten-free versions, and then it's not as guilty, right?
Yeah.
Well, for someone who is gluten-free or is on a different kind of plan, you could do that. On my plan, you would never eat pie, because there's no pie that doesn't have flour or sugar.
Right.
It's just not. It's not. Even if it's gluten-free, my son-in-law is a celiac, so he's gluten-free. It's not the same plan exactly, although it has a lot of a lot of things in common. Let me tell you how, and answer your question about.
The
Halloween.
Holidays.
In general, the food can be healthy. So when it comes to the pie, this is what I would say to one of my skinny girls. She might call and say, I'm doing great, I feel good, but my mom, she makes this pecan pie every year. I just, you know, I can't imagine Thanksgiving without that pecan pie. So what I would tell her is, you know, Barbara, when you called me, you were fat, depressed, tired, your cholesterol was high, you weren't having sex with your husband, you were crying. Mia River, you said, I have to do this. You've been doing great. You've been on plan 2 months. You've lost 20 pounds.
So go ahead and eat
that
pie.
Now you're going to tell me the pecan pie is worth it? Now you're going to say, oh, I'd rather have pecan pie than sex with my husband. I'd rather have the pecan pie than size 6. Because if you have that pecan pie, you know it's not going to be one bite.
Yeah,
it's going to be the pecan pie. Then it's going to be the pumpkin pie. And then it's going to be the Christmas pie.
Oh, yeah.
So you've had enough pecan pie.
Yeah, no pie.
You've been having pecan pie for 30 years.
That's true,
You
yeah.
know what? This is a really good way to talk me out of things.
Well,
me to imagine.
And that's what I do.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
And that's, by the way, that's part of the rewiring, because what happens then is you're stimulating a different part of your brain, your neural connections that say, oh, one time's not going to hurt, or a little bit's not going to hurt. That part of your brain is very active. It's been rewarded many times because you say that to yourself and you eat it.
Right.
So by not doing it, you're developing. That's why I say with Skinny Coach, I rewire your brain, because if I can talk you out of doing it on Thanksgiving, the part of your brain that says, I don't do that, I'm in control of what I eat, I don't eat pie anymore, that part just got rewarded. So those neurons start developing. And every day, I talk to my girls every single day, and as we go through that, that part of your brain literally, this isn't like theoretic, it's literally is getting stronger, is getting more neural connections. And so you are literally developing your brain to be a person who says, no, I would rather be thin, healthy, and in control, and fat, tired, and depressed.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, you know. Now, I'm wondering, you got to the age of what? You said 28 when you finally said enough. What was it that actually got you to finally? I mean, because obviously you've had this lifestyle for a long time. You've gained a lot of weight. And then one day you just decided, I mean, how does that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was working on my PhD. And I was helping a colleague of mine who worked with alcoholics. I didn't work with alcoholics. She didn't. She was fat. And she said to me, oh, I wish I was an alcoholic because I could just stay away from bars, but we can't stay away from food. It's everywhere. And let me tell you, I've said that before, almost every fat person has said that before. I know it's a terrible analogy. Who would ever say they wanted to be an alcoholic? But they do.
Yeah.
So for some reason that day, though, it just hit me. I was like, wait a minute. I do not stay up all night binging on broccoli.
Yeah.
You know, it was certain foods. So I wrote a list that very day, that night, actually. I wrote a list of all the foods that I overate, and they all had sugar and flour.
Mm-hmm.
So because I was working with her and she was doing the alcoholics work on an abstinence model, I thought, well, I'll do that, but only with sugar and flour. Not with all foods, just with sugar and flour. Mm-hmm. And it worked. I mean, I know why now, but what happens is when you take those foods out and your blood sugars are balanced, you no longer have cravings.
Mm-hmm.
So you're physically able to, you know, your body's not screaming for more. Because that's what happens when people are food addicts or they have a problem with sugar and flours. Once you start eating, you can't stop, literally. You know, it's very difficult.
It's true. Yeah.
Abstinence works better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I went to Krispy Kreme the other night, and I couldn't have just one donut. I had to have four. But there you go. They're really small, you know. But but that's flour and sugar for you, you know. So it's both of them at the same time. I can imagine, you know, what it does to your body.
You know, but there's also, like, I have to say, like, there's a few things that I do miss for the, you know, the sugary taste and whatnot of things. But there are some really good flourless, gluten-free desserts that I have found that if I really have that sugar craving, which I don't normally, and she's totally right, like, I don't really get cravings like that, but sometimes I'm like, why not? It looks so good.
Yeah.
And it's the fact that I can't have it that I'm like, well, now I gotta have it because I found one that's flourless, so now I'm gonna try it.
Yeah.
And and they're so good for, like, a treat for yourself occasionally. Like, they still, I mean, they do taste different, and it's hard to find good ones, but yeah, it's, if you do it that way, it's not as guilty.
Yeah. Now, plus, when you have a sugar craving, if you just eat, like, fruit and stuff, would that, like,
no,
take care of it? No, huh?
Juice,
well, if you do want to have, we have fruit, you know, twice a day in our plan, but the thing is with fruit is you always want to have it with a protein. So, for instance, if you're having a little craving at night, or not craving, if you just want a snack, have a piece of fruit, but have it with a little bit of protein, or with some yogurt, or any way that you can get protein in. So it could be a little piece of string cheese, or some chicken, some turkey from your Thanksgiving turkey, anything, as long as it's not on its own. Because even though fruit's great for you, if you have it completely by yourself, it does spike that insulin too, which might make you want the donut.
Right. Yeah. Well, I just like the donuts, period, even when I'm not hungry or need sugar, you know. It's just whenever I'm there, it's like, you know, the sign says now hot, and I'm like, I got to go there and get a hot donut.
Oh, I think it's the tragedy of my diet that Krispy Kreme's didn't come out to L.A. until after I was a skinny girl.
See, that's good.
Because I actually haven't tasted those.
Yeah.
And I never will.
Yeah, you know what? I have never tasted them either. So there you go. There's two of us.
No? Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Never.
Now, Tiffany, once you start your program, how long is it before people can start seeing results?
Oh, pretty quickly. The average weight loss on the Skinny Coach diet is about 10 pounds a month. Mm. And fortunately, it doesn't really slow down. So, you know, it's not like you lose 10 pounds the first month and then it's 5 from then on. It's actually pretty consistent. Even women, I have in LA especially, a lot of gals who, you know, it's the skinny perfect town, so they only have 10 pounds to lose. And they go to cycling and, you know, bar classes and all that stuff that they do all day long, and they can't lose that last 10 pounds. Well, you know, eliminate that sugar and flour, eat enough calories, and it'll come off in one month. And I think it's because, you know, you have to think of the body more as a chemistry lab than as a bank account. It's not calories in, calories out. It's how the body's processing. And if you start, if it becomes a well-oiled machine, you're putting in the right amount of protein, you're taking out all refined foods, then it just works perfectly, and it'll get you down to, you know, your perfect fighting weight. You'll just get where your body is supposed to be pretty easily.
Right.
So, in answer, the short answer is fairly quickly.
Sounds good to me. And I'm looking here on the plan. There's a lot of stuff that comes with it: daily phone calls and emails, the Elemental You book, and I mean, there's like a whole list on the website. Whoever wants to check out more information, it's skinnycoach.com. And there's quite a bit of information here. There's success stories and testimonials and stuff. So it's pretty impressive. Now, so people can get on here as well. And this tells them everything as far as the program?
Yes. Well, the best thing to do is take the sugar addiction quiz. The quiz is on the site there. And that really gives you an idea if you're a person who needs to entirely eliminate sugar and flour, and if you need that psychological support, that little 10-question quiz will tell you. Because, like I said in the beginning, even with the best diet in the world, which I believe the Skinny Coach diet to be, but yes, even with the best diet in the world, if you do not rewire that brain, if you don't have support and help, then it's almost impossible. Because if you could do it, you would have by now.
Right.
If you do it on your own, people who could do it on their own, they do. They're not fat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right? True. That's true, yeah. Yeah. And, I think, you know, it's been proven, I think, that when people join programs and stuff, it's easier, you know, because
you've got the motivation.
Yeah, and you got the support system and everything, you know, so it's easier. Because, like you said, you know, especially if you're addicted to something, you know, you want to have support of other people as well. So, so there is a sugar addiction quiz on the website. You guys can take that, and a wealth of information. Tiffany, thank you so much for all the information. This is very interesting.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it would help us during the holidays, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just being more conscious of what you put into your body, you know?
You are what you eat.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
You're so cute with all these little things. You are the gluten thing. We should have a list of little things.
Yeah. I don't even know where they come from.
She reads too much
inside
Facebook.
Inside your little brain.
I know. If people were inside my little brain all the time, I would be scared.
All right, Tiffany. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Check her out, skinnycoach.com. And all the best. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And
absolutely.
Yeah, congratulations on the big weight loss. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a good night, a day, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay, bye-bye, Tiffany.
Bye. See, I told you, be gluten-free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I guess it all boils down to that.
And know where you need to start. No sodas. That's
no
the biggest thing for people.
Really?
They are so addicted to sodas.
Right.
First of all, I've told you before what happens with soda and what
right.
I've done with soda.
Uh-huh.
You know, I had my battery on my car was corroded. No, put it this way. Yeah. To the point of where the electricity just went going out of my car, which was actually scary. I'm like, what is going on? So what happened was the battery corroded so badly that it ruined part of the connection that goes to electricity in your car.
Right.
Now, that means it shut off when I was driving, which is quite scary. So anyway, long story short, in order to clean that out, what do? You go and you buy regular Coca-Cola.
Really?
Swear to you. Bought a big bottle of it, and you pour it on the battery, and it eats up the battery acid, just so you know.
Really?
Yes. And this is also what cops use to clear off blood off of concrete, just so you know.
Really?
So the fact that soda breaks down battery acid and blood off the streets,
yeah.
Can you imagine what it does when you drink it inside your body?
But you know what? I don't think it's the same effect because obviously it would eat up
your
body, you know?
It is eating it up slowly.
It's not. I mean, I've been drinking soda all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm feeling fine, but
I'm sure
you know,
colon
I hope
like
you're
she...
wrong.
Shut saying. Up. I mean, just saying.
Just saying, huh?
But I mean, I don't drink soda, and I don't ever really get sick. I think it's a mind thing too, but
right.
I look at these things that deteriorate your body, and you know, people. Well, that hasn't really been proven that much yet, but I bet you that you live longer if you were to give it up.
Mm. Okay.
But I mean, I'm serious. It's like, it's so bad for you. And women don't realize that soda also sticks those disgusting fat pockets of cellulite on your ass. So
diet soda? No, not diet soda.
It's the carbonation.
Yeah.
It makes cellulite pockets on you. So women who want to lose weight and don't want cellulite, which by the way, cellulite is very hard to get rid of.
Right.
You just can't really, it's stuck with you. No matter how much you work out, it could still be there.
Really?
Don't drink soda.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we have someone who's been trying to call for a long time. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Angela.
Huh?
I'm a skinny girl.
Oh, hi.
Angela?
She's a skinny girl.
What?
I'm a skinny girl.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, you're a skinny girl.
Oh, she just got off the air, but that's awesome. So have you had a really good effect with Being a skinny girl?
I'm sorry?
Obviously, you've trained with Tiffany, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
Changed my life.
Really? How long have you been training with her?
Well, I started in August of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely transformed my body, my mind, everything. I'm 42 years old.
Mm-hmm. Were you overweight too?
Was I overweight?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I'm 5'1 and I weigh 185.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So, and I've lost 55 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
55 pounds. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. How long did that take?
It took me under a year to lose 55 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
The first few months, I lost 20 pounds in my first 2 months because I had a goal at a wedding I wanted to go to.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't believe it. I woke up on the morning of the wedding and I stepped on the scale and I hit that 20 pounds and I just cried my eyes out because I couldn't believe I actually did. I'd never lost that much weight, let alone 55 pounds my entire life.
Aww.
Wow, that's cool.
That's amazing. Good for you.
Yeah. You see, I think it takes some determination, you know, to decide that's it. I'm going to do something with my life.
Right.
I'm going to do something about the way I look and feel and take the steps, you know, and I think that's the hardest thing.
Yeah.
And you make a decision that your peace of mind and your who you are inside is more important than that chocolate chip cookie or that pizza.
That's true.
And I was willing to just give it all up, and it wasn't easy, but once I made the decision, it was incredibly easy.
Yeah.
Right.
I would imagine.
She knows what she's talking about. What she's talking about is so spot on. It works for everyone.
That's awesome. Well, we're glad you called, Angela. And is it Angela or Angie? What did you say?
Angela, yes.
Angela, okay.
Thank you for helping to spread the word.
Of course. Thank you for calling and
congratulations on everything.
Congratulations on your success.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye bye.
Well, I think that's great too. But you know what? I also think a lot of you know, friends of mine that are heavier and have eating disorders and whatnot, it is an addiction,
mm-hmm.
and it is hard to break that habit. And it is cool how she, you know, was working with her friend that was the addictions coach for, you know, drugs and alcohol.
Right.
Because it is very similar.
Especially when you have eating disorders
right.
and stuff. Yeah.
I find most people in general, I think, are codependent.
Mm.
And they're just, I call it CODA. And they are. And whether it's codependent with people,
right.
like they always have to be with somebody and they always have to, you know, serial dating or like, you know, whatever, or they can't go anywhere without someone.
Right.
It's either that or it's like food.
Right.
Or it's drugs or it's alcohol.
Yeah.
So I find
everybody's got their poison, huh?
Not everyone, but I mean, like, I think a lot of people that I've in LA especially I've met do in that sense.
Mm.
So I don't know. I guess it
Okay, well, enough about foods and diets. So going back to the eyes, you were talking about putting eyes on food for your sister.
Because it wouldn't be funny. I got to think of a really good prank for her because she is, I mean, we go back. Okay, put it this way. One Thanksgiving, was it last year? No, I didn't go home last year. It was the year before. This was like, I didn't mean to. And it was like joke on me anyway. So long story short, my mother was like, you know, do you want some coffee? I'm making coffee. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'd love some coffee. So she's making coffee, and we go and we sit down for our Thanksgiving meal, and there's a bunch of us in our Florida home, and there's like 10 of us about to sit down or whatever it is. And there's a mug right in front of me, and we're going around the table saying what we're thankful for and whatnot. And I take this huge swig out of the coffee mug, and I see someone look at me, and I'm like, why are they looking at me like that? And I take a drink of it, and I spit it out like all over the table.
Wow.
It was not coffee. It was gravy.
Gravy?
It was gravy. I'm like, that is so disgusting. Because I was like, what is this? Oh, my God. And I was trying to, like, hold it in and not say anything while the table was going around saying what they're thankful for. But I couldn't because it was just so gross. Ooh. And I was so shocked by the flavor and the texture of it that I spit it all over my plate and everything in front of me. Wow. And everyone at the table looks at me and I'm like, I don't know what that was, but it was really disgusting and that's wow. not coffee. And my mom's like, oh my God. And so someone like switched it, mm. like they put the coffee on purpose.
And they put it in the glass
like,
or in the
you
cup.
You jerks. Yeah. Yes. I think it was my sister or my brother. I think it was my sister because we were arguing and playing stupid jokes the whole time. And my mother's like, Dad, no. But she was so mad. She's like, damn it. Because it was the entire like gravy. And I'm like, there was more gravy, but it wasn't heated up or whatever. And she's like, you just drank, put your mouth on and drank out of the entire gravy for the table. And I'm like, I'm supposed to know that.
Yeah, she blamed you.
You know,
you, huh?
Who puts it in a coffee mug, A, and B, who sticks it in front of me when you said to me, do you want some coffee? My sister's snickering. My brother's snickering. And I'm like, you assholes. Like, I know they did this. So, yeah.
That's funny. You guys do that in the family quite a bit.
We are such... I remember this. This was like not too long ago, too. But my brother and I were eating ice cream. And I don't know why I thought this would be funny, but I mean, it was. There was butter that I had found in the house that looked just like this certain ice cream we were eating. Mm-hmm. And my sister's like, I was like, you want some ice cream? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, cool, go sit down and I'll make you ice cream. And my brother and I look at each other and we're like, we're totally going to use the butter. So we take all this butter out and we make it look amazing. And we put sprinkles all over the butter. And we bring it to her and we're pretty good. And I'm like, here's some. And I get a spoon and like, you know what? You have more sprinkles than I do. So, and I'm trying to make it seem like it's real. You have more sprinkles than I do. So you take a bite first and then I'm going to take some of these sprinkles. And she's like, all right. So she takes a huge bite and we're all just staring at her. And she's like, puts it in her mouth and is like, oh my God. And it was just butter like pouring out of her mouth like everywhere. It was just disgusting. So disgusting. It was the funniest thing ever. I mean, the reaction was just, wow. I mean, priceless. Yeah.
It's interesting that as adults, you guys still do that.
Are you kidding? It's so much fun.
Yeah.
And then we got into a really big argument. I forget what she did. She did something ridiculous to me. I was really upset because it actually messed with my electronics. Mm. So I was really mad. So I knew she was, this is a little childish. I will admit this part gets childish. This was last year too. And so she was making pancakes downstairs and I was really, and I knew how much time she took to make all these pancakes and it was for everyone. But I was so mad at her. I was so furious what she did to my electronics and like my suitcase and everything that I went downstairs and sat at the table with a pile of pancakes and I poured syrup on it all and I Whoa. Sat there and like went right down the middle and just ate it. Shoved it all in my mouth and she turned around like and I was like this is so good. Spewing out of my mouth and I was so like it was so gross. Whoa. But I just wanted to piss her off.
Yeah that's funny. That's funny stuff.
Anyway, so I had to think of something creative because this year she's decided she won't eat things with eyes. So now I need to find something that, you know, and find like really awesome eyes.
Yeah. So you know what you should do? Get a fish head and put it inside a salad bowl or something. And then as she eats a salad from the top, she'll see this. Or get like a rubber eye or something, you know?
I'm thinking more of the rubber because here's the thing. If I do something that ruins the food that we're eating, my mother will be so pissed.
Yeah.
Like she gets really mad. And I get it because it's, you know, we don't want to waste food. And, you know, the whole aspect of that. And then it turns into this whole, oh my God, you're wasting food for all those people out there that don't have, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can't waste food because if I were to stick a fish head in something, it would waste the food where we can't eat the whole food around it. Like I would be, true. She would be like, you're eating that the entire week.
No,
like,
but you can put it just in your sister's bowl, you know, when you just serve it to her. Anyway, I'm sure you'll figure out something.
I'm going
to
figure out something and it's going to be great. And it's going to be, and I don't want to be too mean because like if it's a real fish head, that's really mean.
Yeah.
She would, you know, her beliefs. So it would have to be fake.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, Carrie, it's I did it, but I didn't go that far.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyone out there who's got any ideas for some cool pranks.
Anything with eyes.
Feel free to tweet, email me, or whatnot.
Yeah.
Facebook. Yeah.
I think a lot of people are becoming vegetarians, you know. I mean, my daughter is vegetarian, and but it's hard to go to eat out with these people, you know.
I'm a pain in the ass. Yeah. I will admit it. Well, the worst part is I'll eat fish. Like, I love fish.
Yeah.
But it's hard because I'm gluten-free, and that's right. That's the biggest thing, is like the gluten, because I don't want to get sick. Mm-hmm. So that part really sucks.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I will say that I did try duck.
Really?
I did. Yes.
And?
Last week. I like it.
Really?
It was really good? Yes. Huh?
No, I said, is it good?
It was really good. And, I mean, technically, it's poultry, so I didn't eat meat. I just attempted to eat 2 bites of duck.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was good.
So you eat poultry?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't, but I did that night.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So there.
So, I mean, did you get sick from it? Or?
No.
No, huh?
No. The meat thing is, like, in my head. Like, this is when I was going through the whole Lyme disease thing, and I couldn't figure out, like, how to cure it all. Mm. So I just gave up everything. Like, oh, I'm done with it all.
Yeah.
And technically, I could eat meat still. I mean, even though red meat is very bad for women, so I would never, ever do that again, even though the smells of hamburgers smell so good.
And steaks, yeah.
But, yeah, no, I don't need that. But, you know, I mean, I might occasionally dabble in it eventually. Right now, no, not at all. It doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
But the duck, I was like, I kind of want to try that.
Wow.
So I did.
Sounds
I know.
Interesting. That, I mean, does it taste like anything that you know?
Mm.
Does it taste like chicken or something?
I don't know. It just tastes like duck.
What does duck taste like?
It tastes like duck. Go out and try it. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. So I had my fashion show on Friday.
Yeah, tell me about that. So you had a lot of hot chicks there.
A lot of hot chicks, yeah. I wasn't sure how the turnout would be at first, but then it wound up being really good.
Really?
Because you just never know, because
a
lot of it was a bikini fashion show. So, of course, it's going to be a ton of dudes that come out for a bikini fashion show, because women really don't care.
Right.
But we had a decent amount of women. I mean, it was okay. It wasn't all dudes. I mean, there were a lot, but, you know, as normal as expected. But
yeah.
It was pretty cool. We had the fire dancers, which were awesome. I didn't get to watch what they were doing during our thing, but we videoed it, so I'll get to see it later on today. But it was fun. I mean, the outfits were sexy, and it was a lot of work that, you know, I helped put in, because I organized all the girls.
Right.
So I was in charge of, you know, all the celebrities and making sure
that's
everyone
cool.
Was
there. That's cool. So then it's nice to see it happening after you plan it, huh?
Yeah. And I mean, it wasn't that much time that took me to plan it. I mean, it was, you know, simple, a couple emails. I will say that. But it is a little stressful, like, that day of, you know. But I will say that I was a little nervous about my foot being able to do it, but mind over matter, and I was able to find wedges. Thank you, DSW. having great wedges and being able to walk in shoes.
Nice.
So,
good.
It was good.
So you're getting back to normal.
Getting there.
Which is good. Yeah, I mean, it's been a while, you know.
It's been quite a while. It's not, I mean, it's not like I can go running, because I can still feel, you know, parts of it that aren't healed right. But, I mean, it's getting there. So, might never matter.
That's true about the fashion show, though, because, you know, the thing is that they need women there, because that's who they're selling this stuff to.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's the guys that show up.
It's the guys that show up that are, like, Googling and oogling over it. Right, exactly. And they're not even the guys, I mean, and I'd say, oh, well, maybe the guys will buy it for the girl. No, because the guys are there that are the single guys.
Yeah.
Who goes to a club when you're with some, unless you're, like, on a date, like, or you're with somebody. But majority of the time, it's guys going to clubs to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess in a way it's kind of pointless, but whatever.
Yeah.
We got it out there. It was really awesome. It done really well, and we have really awesome photos of it. So, all in all, a successful event. And
good.
We ourselves invited our own friends that came who got to see it and experience it. So, hopefully, things will come out for it. But Paradise Bikini is awesome, and it was very sexy and whatnot. Oh, it was so funny, because backstage, we were like, okay, if we work out right now, then, no, I'm serious, your muscles, like, swell up, like, so it looks really good. So we started, I mean, I really wish there was a camera backstage, because it was so funny.
Yeah.
We were doing pliés, I'm like, everybody play. So we're doing pliés, and, like, butt lifts, and leg lifts, and, like, crunches and whatever. And it was like, you know, a couple of us started it, and then like six of us were doing it. And then people were looking at us like the security guy back there was like, you guys are so weird. I'm like, if you only knew.
Yeah.
Whatever. Leave us be. And then we're doing like, you know, the pliés that you go all the way down to the floor and back. Like, I mean, it looked very sexy if you're standing there as a guy watching it. Yeah, like, how do you get in those positions? Yeah. And we're like, turn around, leave us alone. You know, it was, and we're in bikinis doing it. So right. It was even funnier. Yeah, it was hilarious.
But, guys are so funny and predictable, you know?
It's but, funny. And then Rachel, you know, she was in it too. She wound up falling.
Really?
Yeah.
What, off the stage or tripping?
She trips in the very end of the stage.
Really?
But she did it gracefully, and she owned up to it. And, you know, I was thinking it's either her or it's me. So, you know, I'm a klutz, so I don't know. And I wasn't sure. I'm usually not in those situations, I wouldn't. But the fact that I was wearing, you know, wedges for the first time, heels, and I don't know how long, I wasn't sure how my legs were going to move correctly.
Yeah.
But it wound up, because I was actually very careful that night. I was like, I am not doing anything crazy. I'm not doing any spins. I'm just going to walk down to the runway and walk back so that I don't fall on my ass and twist my ankle again.
Yeah.
So
I don't understand how you women can walk on high heels. You know, I mean, it's like
normally,
because you know, when as a man, you don't really think about it, but it's like sometimes I see a woman crossing the street and she has to, you know, it's like everybody can see her and I'm going, any moment she can fall, you know?
True. I will say that
so you have to walk on the front of your feet, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, when I'm in heels, they're actually normally, not right now, normally very comfortable for me. And I have high, being a dancer my whole life, I have very high arches. So for me, I'm more comfortable in heels than I am flats.
That's true.
Has been the problem for me because right now I can only wear flat shoes, right?
Right.
So I'm actually, this is what sucks. So I'm hurting, the arches in my feet are killing me right now. So it's, I have to scrunch my toes up. This sounds so weird. So that I don't hurt my ankle. I have to wear the flats and all that. But I have to scrunch it up so like my, it's just so complicated. It really is complicated. I wish there were like high arch support like sandals. I don't know. That don't mess with your ankle, if that makes any sense. Anyway, so normally I am very comfortable in heels. I can run in heels. I can run as far as you want me to run
in
heels. I'm probably faster running in heels than you can run. I'll beat you. Yes. I'm pretty kick-ass in heels.
Wow.
I miss it.
That's
sexy. Yes.
Yeah. It is sexy. Hello. It lifts up the ass, man.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess so.
That's what it's supposed to do. I think that's why men invented this, you know?
It's true. Men did invent them.
Yeah.
Who invented the bra? A woman or a man?
I think it was a man also.
I would think so. And what is Victoria's Secret? I'm just wondering. Is Victoria's Secret that really it's a guy who makes everything?
Oh, you think? Well, the fashions. I mean, look, all the big fashion people are guys, you know?
Well, I'm just saying.
Sometimes they're gay, but, you
I was trying to be funny with that. Like, Victoria's Secret, what's really her secret?
Right.
Is it really her? Or is it a Victor? It's Victor's secret. That
yeah, Victor's
really,
secret.
He's Victor, not Victoria. I don't know. I don't know where I'm coming up with these things.
Wow.
I call them Brigetta-isms.
Yeah.
Actually, I forgot about this. This is pretty funny. So we were inside an elevator on Saturday or Sunday. I don't remember. Whatever day it was. Sunday. And this was pretty funny. So in the elevator. And it was like, it was packed. And we're like waiting for a while to get on the elevator. And so finally I was like, we're getting on this elevator. I don't care if it's packed or not. We're going to squeeze in here.
Right.
So we squeeze in. And then, you know, of course it stops on like every floor. So the one floor it stops on, the people, of course, and the way we back have to get out through the front. So I yell, Chinese fire drill. Like, you know, and we all switch around. Which would have been fine if I yell it.
Yeah.
But then people to like the left of me look at me and start smirking. And I'm like, why are they laughing? And then I realized people getting out of the elevator are actually Chinese. Oops.
Oops is right.
So I'm cracking up. I'm like, oh my God.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Then I was like speaking without thinking. Spink. Spinking.
Spink.
No, and it's actually in the Urban Dictionary. Spink is speaking without thinking.
Wow.
So yeah.
Well, you spinked,
I spinked. That sounds really dirty, but it's really not.
It does sound dirty, huh?
I spinked.
Yeah.
Did you spink today? What? All right, I just need to stop.
Okay. Well, we are out of time.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
time just flew
good.
By today.
It's a good thing we're out of time. Yes. I'll just keep saying things that I have absolutely no meaning at all. People will just think that, I mean, I'm already weird. Things get weirder.
All right, Bridget, I have a great day. Everybody, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.